Forever seems like a long time, but nothing seems like a long time when I'm with you. I feel like I'm walking on water since the day that I asked your father to let go of his daughter. So give me your blessing, sir. I'll give her all that I've got. It doesn't look like much, but it sure feels like a lot. Let her take my heart and take my hand. Take my heart and take my hand. Take my heart and take my hand again and again. Right where we stand.
I never really know what love is, but whatever it is, I feel it in your kiss. You waltz in like somebody planned it all, and I feel right where I belong. My knees are weak, my heart is strong. So give me your word, and I'll give you all I've got. No, we don't have much, but it sure feels like a lot. So take my heart and take my hand. Take my heart and take my hand. Take my heart and take my hand again and again. Right where we stand. Take my heart and take my hand. I'll be your lover and I'll be your friend. Take my heart and take my hand again and again. Right where we stand.
With you, I want to spend my life with you. Too good to be true.
I want to spend my life with you.
Want to spend my life with you. First time I looked in your eyes, I knew that I would do anything for you. The first time you touched my face, I felt what I'd never felt with anyone else. I want to give back what you've given to me, and I want to witness all of your dreams. Now that you've shown me who I really am, I wanna be more than just your man. I wanna be the wind that fills your sail, and be the hand that lifts your veil, and be the moon that moves your tides, the sun coming up in your eyes. Be the wheel that never rusts, and be the spark that lights you up, all that you've been dreaming of and more, so much more.
I want to be your everything. When you wake up, I'll be the first thing you see. And when it gets dark, you can reach out to me. I'll cherish your words and I'll finish your thoughts. And I'll be your compass, baby, when you get lost. I wanna be the wind that fills your sail, and be the hand that lifts your veil, and be the moon that moves your tides, the sun coming up in your eyes. Be the wheel that never rusts, and be the spark that lights you up, all that you've been dreaming of and more, so much more. I wanna be your everything. I'll be the wheel that never rusts, and be the spark that lights you up, all that you've been dreaming of and more, so much more. I wanna be your everything.
I wanna be your everything.
I wanna be your everything.
Thank you. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother and I.
Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for this incredible opportunity to gather together as friends, as family, to support Chris and Sarah in this momentous occasion. We thank you, Father, for the love that you have lavished upon them to this very day. And we pray that this indeed would be a very special day that they remember always. We thank you for the ability to join a man and a woman together in holy matrimony. And it's what we're about to do in this moment. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Family and friends, we gather together in the sight of God and this company to join together Chris and Sarah in holy matrimony. They know Christ and they know His love for them, and they seek together His will for their marriage. The Bible often speaks of the goodness and the honor of marriage. Marriage being a model of the everlasting relationship between Christ and His church. Christ the bridegroom and the church the bride of Christ, including all who have received Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. It's into this marriage covenant we now enter. Chris and Sarah, this day is truly one of the most important days of your lives. Do you believe that? Charles Spurgeon once said that a home ruled by God's word is a place where angels may be asked to stay. Friends, this is the kind of home you're longing for, where communication's open, where communication is honest, where you share your days with one another and you experience the joys and the sorrows of life. You've both shown me very well how you communicate together. You can talk about anything and everything. And having known each other for so long, you know each other so well, I'm wondering if you'll learn anything new. But I'm sure you will. Chris, you told me Sarah's a great listener. She knows you so well, and at times she knows what you want before you even ask. You admire her joy and her love for life. You don't even mind that she enjoys to cuddle and stay close. Sarah, you said that Chris can be calm. He doesn't get worked up over difficult situations. You talked about his sense of humor and his ability to make you laugh and his strong arms and his dependability. You admire how outgoing he is, and you both share a love for family and for friends as demonstrated here today. I encourage you to continue to know each other more. Keep those lines of communication open. Take the time to say, "I love you," the very first thing in the morning. And "I love you," the very last thing at night. Remember that the compassion that God has for us, we're not always perfect. We have those off days. So be willing to express forgiveness. As we talked about, never go to bed angry. That may mean the first to say, "I'm sorry." But together, with God's help, you can overcome any storms that you may face. Share the kind of love we hear about in 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8, where it says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. It's not provoked, it thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." And would you say it with me? Love never fails. Chris and Sarah, that's the kind of commitment that will give you many, many years of marital bliss. And one final piece of encouragement. Continue to date one another. It's crucial to maintain that deep love and to stay strongly connected. It's what keeps you drawing toward each other rather than drifting apart. So remember, fan the flames of your love. Keep a date night every week if possible, and do those special things together to celebrate this commitment. And most of all, remember Christ. Jesus has grown this love between you. He knew the ways in which you would complement each other. And Chris, he has called you as the husband to be the spiritual head of the household. Please Don't take this for granted. Pray daily. Seek God's face and lean on the Holy Spirit's guidance. Even if you have to, start singing. You and I are like that way, though. We don't really know how to sing. But if it means keeping our marriage strong, we're all in, right? And here's the lyrics. I promise I won't sing them, but receive these as a promise to Sarah that you'll be mindful of Christ. They say this: Jesus, be the center. Be my source. Be my light. Be my hope. Be the fire in my heart. Be the wind in these sails. Be the reason that I live. Chris, when you live out those lyrics, your marriage will be the absolute best it can possibly be, because your focus is on Jesus. Chris and Sarah, you have received each other fully, and you gather today to seek the blessings of God upon your marriage. Chris, will you have this woman to be your wedded wife, to live together following God's ordinance in the holiest state of matrimony? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep only unto her so long as you both shall live? If so, please say, I will. Sarah, will you have this man to be your wedded husband, to live together following God's ordinance in the holiest state of matrimony? Will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep only unto him so long as you both shall live? If so, please say, I will. Chris, as you face Sarah now, holding her hands, will you confirm your love and loyalty to her by repeating after me? I, Chris, take you, Sarah, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part, that we may become one in spirit, one in mind, one in affection, and above all things, one in Christ. Sarah, will you confirm your love and loyalty to Chris by repeating after me? I, Sarah, take you, Chris, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part, that we may become one in spirit, one in mind, one in affection, and above all things, one in Christ. To portray the exchange of your marriage vows, and as a public witness of them, you will now exchange rings. Made of precious metal, these rings remind you of the precious gifts that God has given you. Chris, he has given Sarah to you. Sarah, he has given Chris to you. And he has given both of you a precious love for each other. These rings symbolize that love. Shaped in a circle which is unending, they also symbolize your love is never ending. Crafted for great beauty, these rings remind you to make an investment in each other with quality time, encouraging words, gifts, touch, and the acts of service. May I please have the rings? Chris, you may take this ring and place it on Sarah's finger and repeat after me. This ring I give to you,
as a symbol
of our total commitment. May you ever wear it with joy. May you never doubt my devotion. May you always be inspired by my love. Sarah, you may place this ring on Chris's finger and repeat after me. This ring I give to you as a symbol of our total commitment. May you ever wear it with joy. May you never doubt my devotion. May you always be inspired by my love. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for this union symbolized by the sharing of rings. We know that as the ring symbolizes eternity, we know that this love will be never ending, that they'll cherish one another, they'll find each other special in every occasion. Bless the giving of these rings and bless this couple. Amen. The couple will now share in a special ceremony involving a cord of three strands, which are best understood in the context of Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. It reads, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." We believe, friends, that Christian marriage is more than the union of one man and one woman. The Bible teaches us that God performs a miracle in our marriage, uniting us together in a covenant relationship with Him as one. The cord of three strands, which Chris and Sarah are about to do, is a symbol of that sacred union created on this, their wedding day.
I look down the road that winds distance and wonder where it might lead. I only know it makes no difference as long as you walk with me. Many a mile we will travel, many a dream we will share, many's the time we will gladly take the long way there. With every step we will draw closer, at every turn our love will grow. Take my hand, we have many a mile to go.
True love is not a destination, but one day we will arrive. This is the journey we'll be taking the rest of our lives.
Many a mile we will travel, many a dream we will share. Many's the time we will gladly take the long way there. With every step we will draw closer, at every turn our love will grow. Take my hand, we have many a mile to go. There will be days for reminiscing on all the places our love has been.
There will be joy in knowing the best is still around the bend.
With every step we will draw closer, at every turn our love will grow. Take my hand, we have many a mile to go. Oh, take my hand, We have many a mile to go.
For as much as Chris and Sarah have promised God and one another that they will live together in the holiest state of matrimony, that they will be true to God and to each other, that they will build a life of mutual love and constant loyalty, in that they have witnessed the same with their vows and the giving of rings, it is my joy to pronounce that from this day forward, in the sight of God and their family and friends, they are now husband and wife. May God bless you and keep you all the days of your lives. Chris, you may now kiss your bride. Family and friends, it's my complete joy to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Chris Brubaker.